Welcome to this morning's audio recording of Choral Festival Eucharist from Belfast Cathedral for Easter Sunday, the 17th of April. The service is led by Canon Mark Niblock. The preacher and celebrant is the Dean. When the service ends, please remember to hang up straight away.
Christ is risen.
The Lord is risen indeed. Alleluia.
Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. By his great mercy, he has given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hidden, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you, and worthily magnify your holy name, through Christ our Lord. Amen. Hear what our Lord Jesus Christ says. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the first and great commandment, and the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments depend all the law and the prophets. Lord, have mercy on us, and write these your laws in our hearts. Christ died to sin once for all, and now he lives to God. Let us renew our resolve to have done with all that is evil, and confess our sins in penitence and faith. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, we have sinned against thought and word and deed, and in what we have left undone. We are truly sorry, and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may walk in newness of life, to the glory of your name. Amen. Almighty God, who forgives all who truly repent, have mercy on you, pardon and deliver you from all your sins, confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and keep you in eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Almighty God, through your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, you have overcome death and opened to us the gate of everlasting life. Grant that, as by your grace going before us, you put into our minds good desires, so by your continual help we may bring them to good effect. Through Jesus Christ, our risen Lord, who is alive and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
The first reading is found in the first epistle of St. Paul to the Corinthians at the 15th chapter, beginning at the 19th verse. If for this life only we have hoped in Christ, we are of all people most to be pitied. But in fact, Christ has been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who have died. For since death came through a human being, the resurrection of the dead has also come through a human being. For as all die in Adam, so all will be made alive in Christ. But each in his own order. Christ, the first fruits, then at his coming, those who belong to Christ. Then comes the end, when he hands over the kingdom to God the Father, after he has destroyed every ruler and every authority and power. For he must reign until he has put all his enemies under his feet. The last enemy to be destroyed is death. This is the word of the Lord.
Hear the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to John. On the first day of the week at early dawn, they came to the tomb, taking the spices that they had prepared. They find the stone rolled away from the tomb, but when they went in, they did not find the body. While they were perplexed about this, suddenly two men in dazzling clothes stood beside them. The women were terrified and bowed their faces to the ground. But the men said to them, "Why do you look for the living among the dead? He is not here, but has risen. Remember how he told you while he was still in Galilee that the Son of Man must be handed over to sinners and be crucified, and on the third day rise again." Then they remembered his words and returned from the tomb. They told all this to the 11 and to all the rest. Now it was Mary Magdalene, Joanna, Mary the mother of James, and the other woman with them who told this to the apostles. But these words seemed to them an idle tale, and they did not believe them. But Peter got up and ran to the tomb, stooping and looking in. He saw the linen cloths by themselves. Then he went home, amazed at what had happened. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Risen Lord Jesus, roll away the stones in our hearts that keep us from you, and stand in our presence in risen glory. Amen. Let me ask, I wonder how many of you have already received an Easter egg like this? I see at least one nodding head. Well, I'm going to turn around and ask the members of our children's choir who sang so beautifully. I want you to stand up if you know that there's an Easter egg at home waiting for you. And you can stand up on the pews again. Okay, stand up if you know there's an Easter egg waiting for you. Okay, now, would you sit down if you haven't eaten any Easter eggs yet? Oh, some very good people, right? Okay. So those of you who are standing have eaten one Easter egg. Sit down if you have, or stay standing if you've eaten two Easter eggs this morning. Oh, what very good children we have in the children's choir. And those of you that haven't eaten an Easter egg yet, let me tell you a little surprise. You will get a chance to eat some chocolate before you go home today, but I'm not going to tell you any more than that at this point. The adult members of the choir are not allowed to join in. Sorry. You see, there are some years, have you noticed, that there's a surplus of Easter eggs that are produced, so that on Easter Monday, you can go to the shops and buy Easter eggs that are just as tasty, but only cost half price. But on other years, when you get to Good Friday, there can be a real shortage. I know some years when I've gone to buy an Easter egg on Holy Saturday, only to find that the supermarket shelves have been stripped of every Easter egg and almost all the chocolate. And what with Brexit and the current world situation, we're having to get used to shortages. There's a shortage of world supply of gas, a shortage of fertilizers, a shortage of sunflower oil. If you are planning to buy a new electric car, there's a shortage of electric cars and the electric components that go into them. As we know in our house, there's even a shortage of dress fabrics in just the colours that you want for bridesmaids. But do you know what else is in short supply this Easter? It's hope. This may be Easter Day, but on Easter Day 2022, there is a shortage of hope. Which might seem strange, because you would expect the gospel accounts of the first Easter day to be brimming with hope. But they are not. In fact, the gospel accounts are actually very reticent. They show very little hope, to begin with, but in that they are very, very real. So let me invite you to join Mary Magdalene, Joanna, Mary the mother of the brothers James and John, and those other women as they carried their jars of spice and ointments into the garden where Jesus lay dead and buried. Hope was in seriously short supply. For each of these women had been brutalized by the events of the previous 48 hours. They had stood powerless as the occupying soldiers had arrested Jesus and led him away for a brutal interrogation. They had seen justice denied as Pilate washed his hands on truth. They had been traumatized by the brutality of a Roman crucifixion as they stood at the foot of the cross. But now, in the breaking of dawn, they had come to do what they could. Out of utter hopelessness, they wished to give their friend, teacher, and Lord the dignity of a proper burial, and to anoint him with the embalming oils and spices which they had lovingly prepared before the Sabbath. Some 10 days ago, out of the horrors of the Russian occupation of the town of Chernihiv in northern Ukraine, there came a heartrending story, the story of Victoria. Her husband Petru and 12-year-old daughter Veronica had been killed by sniper fire as they tried to drive west to safety. After 7 long days of captivity in a school basement, Victoria pleaded with her Russian guards to allow her with her newborn baby to go to the roadside and bury the rest of her family. She said, 2 wooden boxes stood in the woods, one large and one small. And Veronica tried to bury them in the soil of her native land. Like so many in Ukraine, she cried to give a last dignity to 2 innocent victims, stripped of all their dignity. But for her, there were too many shells falling, and she was not able to complete the task. As we go back 2,000 years, as the woman who loved Jesus drew close to the tomb, they found 2 things they did not expect. First, they found that the great stone which sealed the tomb had been rolled aside. And they also found that the body of the man they loved and cared for was gone, missing, absent from the stone shelf where he had been laid. Now, to the horrors of the past 48 hours was added the anguish of this additional loss. Even in death, they were being denied hope. Yet in the darkness, there was a surprise. Out of their bewilderment, a memory of hope, the empty tomb was not empty. There stood 2 men, dazzlingly bright and as sharp in their questions. "Why do you look for the living among the dead?" they asked. "He is not here. He is risen. Do you not remember how he told you time and again in Galilee that he, the Son of Man, must be handed over to those who reject God's way, to be crucified, but to rise again on the 3rd day? And the women did remember Jesus' words, and they hurried back to the 11 men who were still hiding in the upper room. They remembered and they reported. Out of the ashes of their despair, they recovered hope. They gossiped the good news that death does not have the final word, even in the most God-forsaken of days or places. Some 10 days ago, at an organ recital in our cathedral, the soloist played music from Stravinsky's 1910 opera, The Firebird. The legend of the phoenix, the firebird that never dies, but instead rises out of the ashes of destruction to new life, is an image often associated with the resurrection of Jesus. It is out of the ashes of utter despair and total destruction that hope can find new birth. Every week at Evensong, we express this hope when we recite the words of the Creed. He descended into hell And on the third day, he rose again from the dead. A phoenix moment of resurrection hope. Yet, when there's a shortage of hope, and the firebird phoenix is reduced to ashes, the answer for us is not about crossing our fingers and wishing for a better outcome. Hope in the face of the brutal exercise of power, whether by Pilate or Putin, is not merely wishful thinking on our behalf. It is St. Paul who understands what the women had remembered. Resurrection is not an accident. Resurrection is no fluke of history, not a comforting tale told in the face of our human nightmares. Resurrection is the power of God forcefully at work to overcome the sin of a broken world, to overcome our human addiction to self-destruction, whether that's personal or relational or international. Paul writes from the perspective of a man who once persecuted Christians for daring to believe in the resurrection of Jesus. For St. Paul, just like the other 11 apostles, was a man who had reluctantly encountered the risen Jesus, met him in the place of his own deepest darkness on his way to have killed the church members of Damascus. For St. Paul himself, it was his hopelessness that was turned and overturned by the hope of God's power in resurrection. And so, as we have heard, Paul writes, it is through our human rejection of God's call to obedience in Adam that death took hold of our human ambition. But it was through Christ's obedience to the call of his Father, obedience to the cross of Calvary, that our human death and our eternal despair has been defeated. This comes first in the resurrection of Jesus himself as God's down payment for our resurrection hope. Then it comes in the promise of resurrection life for all of us who will embrace the promises of Jesus. And finally, resurrection is fulfilled in the victory of God's kingdom, God's way and God's promises over all human rulers, all authorities, even all cosmic powers. So Paul asserts, for the risen Jesus, he must reign until he has put all his enemies under his feet, and the last enemy to be destroyed is death itself. In our world, overshadowed by a cosmic darkness, to people everywhere bewildered and afraid, to a humanity brutalized by our own thirst for violence, Easter Day makes a simple, powerful and profound promise. Christ is no longer locked in a stone-cold tomb. He is not there. He is risen from the dead. This is no fake news. This is the gospel truth for our day. Christ's resurrection 2,000 years ago is God's down payment, God's proving victory, calling us to faith, challenging us to action. For in truth, there is no shortage of hope for God's world today. He is not here. He is risen. Hallelujah. Amen.
We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation he came down from heaven, was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary, and was made man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day he rose again, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy, Catholic and Apostolic Church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
As disciples who know that Christ is risen, let us pray for the church and for the world. As your church rejoices this day in the resurrection of her Lord and Saviour, may her worship be reverent and her proclamation faithful. May every Christian soul respond in faith to the call of the Master and make haste to tell the good news. Lord, in your mercy, let the Easter hope be known in all the world. Give light to those who seek, even in places of deepest darkness, assurance to those who doubt, and peace to all. May Christ be known as the only Lord, the only hope of the nations. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Be with our families and friends, and all who share with us the wonderful day of resurrection. May the presence of Christ bring us close to those who are separated from us in these days, in the knowledge that no distance can part us from his love. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Have mercy on those who stand at the open door of faith, but are held back by doubt or fear of their unworthiness. Draw them in, that they may begin the new life that Christ has brought. Help and comfort for those whom suffering and sorrow mar the joy that is found in this day. Lord, in your mercy, we give thanks for those who, having shared with Christ the death of the body, now share with him the eternal life of his resurrection. May the promise that has been fulfilled in them be our hope in this world and our place in the world to come. Merciful Father, accept these our prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen.
We do not presume to come to this your table, merciful Lord, trusting in our own righteousness, but in your manifold and great mercies. We are not worthy so much as to gather up the crumbs under your table, but you are the same Lord, whose nature is always to have mercy. Grant us, therefore, gracious Lord, so to eat the flesh of your dear Son, Jesus Christ, and to drink his blood, that our sinful bodies may be made clean by his body, and our souls washed through his most precious blood, and that we may evermore dwell in him, and he in us. Amen. The risen Christ came and stood among his disciples and said, "Peace be with you." Then were they glad when they saw the Lord. The peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
Be present, Lord Jesus Christ, our risen High Priest, and make yourself known in the breaking of bread. Amen. Christ, our Passover, has been sacrificed for us.
The Lord is here. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
Thank you.
Father, almighty and ever-living God, at all times and in all places, it is right to give you thanks and praise. Above all, we praise you for the glorious resurrection of your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, the true Paschal Lamb who was sacrificed for us. By dying, he destroyed our death. By rising, he restored our life. And so with all your people, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of him, we proclaim your great and glorious name, forever praising you and saying,
Blessed are you, Father, the creator and sustainer of all things. You made us in your own image, male and female. You created us. Even when we turned away from you, you never ceased to care for us. But in your love and mercy, you freed us from the slavery of sin, giving your only begotten Son to become man and suffer death on the cross to redeem us. He made there the one complete and all-sufficient sacrifice for the sins of the whole world. He instituted, and in his holy gospel commanded us to continue, a perpetual memory of his precious death until he comes again. On the night that he was betrayed, he took bread, and when he had given thanks to you, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same way, after supper, he took the cup. And when he had given thanks to you, he gave it to them, saying, Drink this, all of you, for this is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me. Therefore, Father, with this bread and this cup, we do as Christ your Son commanded. We remember his passion and death. We celebrate his resurrection and ascension, and we look for the coming of his kingdom. Accept through him, our great high priest, this our sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving, and as we eat and drink these holy gifts, grant by the power of the life-giving Spirit that we may be made one in your holy church and partakers of the body and blood of your Son, that he may dwell in us and we in him, through the same Jesus Christ our Lord, by whom and with whom and in whom, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honour and glory are yours, Almighty Father, for ever and ever. Amen. Living God, for our redemption you gave your only Son to the death of the cross, and by his glorious resurrection you have delivered us from the power of our enemy. Grant us so to die daily unto sin, that we may evermore live with him in the joy of his risen life, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Almighty God, we thank you for feeding us with the spiritual food of the body and blood of your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him we offer you our souls and bodies to be a living sacrifice. Send us out in the power of your Spirit to live and work to your praise and glory. Amen.
Morning worship from Belfast Cathedral. Please hang up now.